I found a list of places on where not to bring a girl on a first date. Mm. And we're going to go through them and see if we agree or if we disagree.
I swear if I see Cheesecake Factory, bro, I'm
losing. Number one, Cheesecake Factory. Welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And don't forget to subscribe to our new YouTube channel.
B3.
Carl, I swear to God, bro. We do 2 episodes back to back and you still forget.
No, you guys are quick on that one. You guys were really quick.
They're just on. They're just on time.
No, we're just listening to what he says.
I was about to say it, but y'all were quick.
Okay, well, now you're getting a punishment for 5 seconds. Convince them to come to B3. Go.
Come to B3. You look at me right now. You guys know you want to come to B3. So come to B3. That's it. That's all I got. Come on.
Matt has a series of questions that he wants to ask us today.
All right.
No, before the question.
I want to know, am I going to get mad?
Yes.
I'm going to get mad?
Yes.
Am I getting head?
Huh? What?
He said mad.
Everyone's in a good mood?
Yes.
Good. You guys are going to be probably in a bad mood.
Okay, so, well then apologize to them too.
I apologize. I'm gonna read some stories, which is your girl asks you, do I look fat, babe? And then you answer, of course you don't. What do you mean, babe? Means whatever answer I say is going to be wrong anyways. Bro, it's such a trap, bro.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do a role play. We'll practice. Okay, you be the girl and I'll be the guy.
Do I look fat, babe?
What are you talking about? You look amazing.
Stop lying to me. Look, like there's this thing right here.
Look at me. Would I lie to you?
But do you like this outfit, though?
Love it.
You like this outfit?
You should wear it every day.
I hate this color.
Why?
He said your favorite color is red.
Yeah.
And that's blue.
So?
So you're a liar.
No.
Oh, wow. You're a fucking liar.
Okay, here we go.
Crazy cheating stories.
Yo, my heart is beating so fast. My heart is pounding,
and
bro.
And you guys going to react on it. This is all Twitter stories, confession, right?
There's no way.
I cheated on my ex with 3 different women multiple times. I fucked one the first day we were official. Then later down the road, I fucked my ex and 2 of those other ladies in the same day. My ex now is a single mom stripper in Iowa.
Yo, you broke her, bro.
That's crazy.
You broke her.
Literally. 3 different girls?
That's crazy. Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Cheating when you're dating someone is already wild. Cheating when you have a kid is...
That's scum, bro.
Bro, I have That's a disgusting. Crazy story, bro. This girl I was seeing, right? I'm seeing her, we're fucking this, that, and the third. And then at one time, I think I told you guys this story. And at one time, she gets a phone call. And she's like, we just had sex, right? She gets a phone call. I can hear the screaming. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then hang up. And she goes, my boyfriend is coming. I'm like, sorry, what? You have a boyfriend? And she goes, you have to leave. Literally, you have to leave. Figure it out. I'm like, what the fuck? Take my shit. I'm butt-ass naked. I have only the time to take my fucking boxers on. Leave with everything. But the problem, you know what? I couldn't leave with my shoes. Because what happened is she took a picture. And in the mirror, the guy saw my shoe. And he was like, who the fuck shoes is there? So I had to leave the shoes, which were fucking J's, by the way.
That's crazy.
I had to leave. Go in the bushes. Because I couldn't go to my car. 3 cars ran. I'm staying like there in the bushes with my clothes. What the fuck is going on? The guy gets in, whatever, story, done. I end up, she has a boyfriend. She gets single. I'm like, oh, finally, like, you got single. Let's see each other, whatever, blah, blah. We're both single. She goes, like, no, you know what? Like, I'm not really interested. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, that's weird. 6 months pass by. She gets in a relationship. Texting me a week after, she said, I'm down to fuck. I said, you're fucking weird. Literally, I said, you're fucking weird. Single, you don't want to fuck me, but you get in a relationship with another guy. He didn't do anything to you, and you want to fuck me a week after you got in a relationship. I said, you're weird. That's so weird.
Because people want what they can't have.
She wants the thrill. She likes the thrill of cheating.
Yeah.
Not getting
cut. I guess, bro. I guess.
Fucking devious, bro.
And I know a girl that only fucks with... Huh?
What'd you say?
I said she was Latino.
Is that too? There you go. Crazy. There you go. For everybody asking,
I'm not generalized. I'm just saying.
Everybody that's asking why I don't like Latinas.
No.
There you go.
All right.
Wait. I know a girl that she only fucks with married guys.
That's crazy.
That's it.
I hate those people.
That's it. She doesn't fuck with anyone that's single or whatsoever. She says, me, I like a married guy. I like guys that are married.
Home record, bro.
Yeah. I hope people like that never get into a serious relationship.
That's crazy.
I'm sure it's the same type of girl that will get, like, fuck this man. That if the man switch up and try to have a relationship with her, she'll be like, ah.
Yeah, definitely. 1,000%.
So weird. But I guess it's a chill. It's like,
yeah, it's like thrill chasing, you know?
We can't understand.
Yeah, I'm going to stay single.
All right.
I'm good. I'm going to stay single.
You are single.
I'm going to stay like that. I'm going to stay single as hell, bro. I promise you. That's crazy.
Okay, this one is a... I fucked my friend's wife.
Okay.
You can stop it here, yo. You can stop it here, bro. It's good.
Alrighty.
Yo, that's fucking... That's not your friend, bro. Wow. Don't use the word friend. You're not allowed.
Yo, you guys are not ready for this shit, bro. Okay, just... You want to make it worse? Imagine that's one of us.
No, bro.
Yeah, imagine that's one of
no,
us.
No, I'm not doing that.
Just context,
bro. I promise you I won't.
Okay, me and you.
No.
I'm the friend.
No.
So... So I'm the one that's fucking, right? And then you're the husband. I fucked my friend's wife for 2 years. Even knocked her up with her twins. I stopped by one night to hang out. His wife tells me he doesn't know anything. I'll drop her off at night. Not 10 minutes after I came in her, he pulls her bottom down as she entered the house and eats her out. Hey, bud. For 2 years, you swallowed my cum out of your wife.
Yo! See,
Trailer Park, Marshalltown.
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
So yeah, Mitri, imagine that's me.
I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you guys right this second, I'm staying single.
Thank you.
Look at me in my eyes, Matt. I'm staying single.
Hey, bro. Like you said to me, you are single.
We will forever be,
bro.
You know, the other day you asked, like, what would be a good reason for me to knock you out? That'd probably be a good reason.
Broski, knock you out, bro. I'm a 25 to life. What?
I promise you, I'm putting somebody 6 feet deep.
25
somebody,
to life.
There's only one person to be blamed.
That bro.
Maybe the wife.
Maybe too. A couple people.
Okay, but you know what? You know, okay, so obviously the cheating part bothers me.
Yo, if you try to reason with this.
No. Are you mental?
So be true, bro.
Are you mental, bro?
Go say it. What do you have to say?
All I was going to say is that the cheating part is obviously fucking disgusting. But the part that matters to me the most is the friendship. That's not a fucking friendship that you have with the guy.
No, it's not.
This is disgusting, bro.
So many people, bro, there's so many stories like this, bro.
This is disgusting, bro.
I don't get it.
Guys that are horny bastards.
Guys will do that. Guys will fuck over their friends for money, for women, or for opportunity.
1,000%.
You won't catch me dead doing own bullshit like that.
A lot of friendships are like that. Most friendships are like that. If you guys like live in within like your means of having like just like friends that you like hang out from time to time, most likely not. Mm-hmm. But like if you're striving to become something, I guarantee you, as soon as you introduce opportunity, women, or money, like certain individuals will fuck over their friends like that.
Yo, some weird.
I've seen it so many times, bro.
I don't get
weirdos, bro. I swear.
Wait, how do you sleep at night?
There's so many girls,
bro.
That's crazy.
Go for another one.
That's what I'm saying.
Go for another one.
The wife is fucked still, bro.
Next
up, next
coming in her is wild too.
It is, and then eat her out. By the way,
and he got her pregnant with twins already.
Yeah, anyways,
okay. Went to class reunion and met with an old boyfriend. And my husband ate it off just fine. We drank a whole lot. He helped me get my husband, who was really drunk, back to our room. And I gave him a blowjob while my husband was passed out on the bed.
Oh my God, bro.
Head is insane.
This
head is where insane. He dropped the line. Nah, head is
crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's fucking wild.
How did it happen? Like, she just
I had.
So wait, where was the husband in bed, passed out, and she thanked him in another room?
Basically, like,
oh, what
really? He said, like, you guys have a good night, and then she says, like, I wish I could thank you more than like enough. He's like, and he goes, oh, and she goes, oh yeah, that's such a great idea.
I mean, at least he got head, but fucking hell. I feel like crazy.
Head is worse than like if you were to have sex with her, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
No, bro, getting bent over.
Nah, head is bad, bro.
Hair pulling, everything, bro. I don't know, bro.
Cream pied.
Head is bad, bro.
Head is crazy.
You guys are telling
throat pie.
What do you think it's worse?
Head
for sure. Definitely worse, bro.
Head, bro.
You come back home, you tell me you had sex versus you sucked dick.
Sucking dick is
sucking
wild.
Dick is
you
wild.
You can't recover from sucking dick, bro.
Like she said, nah, we're not fucking. I just want to suck it to another guy.
If I find text messages where she says like, I can't wait to suck your dick, that's crazy.
Wow, fuck, bro.
Guy's gonna be pissed.
Shit.
Yeah. If I see I miss you, doesn't bother me. I want to suck your dick. I'm murdering someone,
bro.
I'd much rather you emotionally cheat on me than suck a dick.
Yeah. Go on a date.
Yeah, okay. But
don't suck a dick.
Suck two dicks.
Hell nah, bro. Imagine if she only cheats by sucking dick. She doesn't fuck.
She's a serial.
I didn't fuck any of them. I suck their dicks.
She's a serial dick sucker.
Ew.
Okay.
My turn.
I have a question. You're... This guy said my turn. Yo.
That's crazy.
What were you going to say?
Wait, what's crazy? Getting head?
My turn. I mean, like, the way that you, like, answer that was, like, when is it your turn to suck dick?
No.
That's what,
to
how
get
you
get my dick sucked.
That's not what you said.
That's what I meant.
That's the part I'm not putting in as a bit.
Yeah, fuck you.
Your girl cheating on you, sucking dick only, or your girl cheating on you, getting fucked by two guys?
Shit, two is a lot. And she's sucking dick when she fucking two, or she's doing like
she
anal and pussy?
Yeah. DP, bro.
Wow.
So she's either sucking two guys or she's fucking two guys.
She's only sucking dick or either getting double penetrated.
Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower.
No, there's no Eiffel Tower.
Because she's not sucking dick.
Oh,
she's
getting my fault.
I feel like that the two guys is kind of killing.
Two guys is crazy.
Yeah, two guys is crazy. It's too crazy.
I was so scared that you guys are sucking dick, bro.
But I'm going to be real with you.
It's not close.
It's pretty close. No,
bro. It's really close.
I ain't going to lie. Carl, no, that's what I'm saying.
It's really close.
It's not close.
I don't think you understand.
Like, if someone says, yo, the sucking dick is wild, I would never, I would be like, okay, fair. Like, but the two guys is still, to me, is, I'd say.
Matt, do you understand that sucking dick is crazy?
Yeah, bro.
Two guys. Or destroying your girl.
Yep.
Matthew.
And your thing sucking dick is there where you draw the line.
Matt, if she sucks his dick, bro, he will, like, change the way she speaks, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Playing with the vocals.
Yo, that's what I'm saying, bro. What
the fuck, bro? Bro! Yo, my guy hitting high notes.
On some real shit though, yo, handle your fucking liquor, bro. That's crazy.
Oh fuck.
There's more.
Oh yeah.
Oh my.
Yo, bro, these three kind of.
Okay. One time I was over at my friend's. Okay, sorry. One time, men was over at my friend's female house, and I already knew she had a boyfriend. But we're such good friends. I would sleep over, and when I went to take a shower, she came in, and I could not resist, so I had sex with her in the shower for almost an hour. And the next day, I saw her boyfriend, and she said, if you say anything to him, she wouldn't let me fuck her again. Therefore, I'll fuck again. But if you say something, you're not fucking anymore. You see how double... Okay, you ready? We'll just skip to the next one because this one, next one is pretty heavy.
What the fuck?
Ready? Ready? Okay.
Have you eaten the friend bullshit, bro?
I'm sucking dick.
I'm 16 and I'm dating a guy that's 18. He's the love of my life. I love him so much. We've been together for almost 3 years. Have been sexually active for 2 years. He has never cheated on me and loves me so much. Pretty good, right? Last summer, I was talking to another guy I was going to school with, and it turned into more than just talking. We started sexting, and eventually we had sex. It was different because I had been with my boyfriend for so long, and I was really nervous. So, okay, well, not okay. Since then, we've only seated, but we plan on fucking tomorrow after school. He has a huge dick, and it feels really good. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend is kind of small, and it doesn't really please me at all. It doesn't really please me. He doesn't know I'm fucking one of his best friend, but his dick is so good, I just keep on going for more. Me, it's the fact that she has to mention that his dick is so huge, that's his best friend, and the fact that she mentioned I have to go for more.
Not even like big, huge, but so huge. That's crazy.
And she says, so good. I can't stop going for more.
Like, she's addicted.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally, she says, it felt really good.
That's crazy, bro. Every time she has sex with her boyfriend, she's like, fuck. That's insane.
Brita. She's like, oh, fuck. Brita. A shrimp dick again.
Bro. Shrimpy.
I'm fucking good, bro. I'm good.
And then she goes for the big kahuna after.
Yeah. One Tyron and one like Simon or Alex.
That's great. That's crazy.
Fucking hell.
Yo, I can't. The best friend story, bro, is crazy.
Still. Oh,
you saw yeah, the best friend stories, I can't handle it, bro.
Okay. It gets worse.
I'll tell you. Huh? Yo.
No, listen. Okay. My wife of 30 years was caught by me cheating with a man in a motel room.
Pause. Wait, my fault.
Yeah.
Wait.
Listen.
My wife of 30 years.
So he's a man. Was caught by me.
Me?
Cheating with a man in my motel room. That's how it starts. But then she admitted that she cheated with 22 different men through the whole marriage.
Ooh.
So listen, it goes further, but before, well, just stop there for now.
Dude, that's definition of
what's worse. Zen, what's, no, listen. What's worse?
Something.
I have a question for you.
Get the camera.
Okay. What's worse? Your man cheats on you with another man. So therefore he was like when with girls his whole life, but then you kind of learn that he's gay. Or girl that's been in a 30-year marriage, but then cheated with 22 different men. What's worse?
22 men is insane.
22 men is very specific also.
It's
oh, because there's the details. That's why.
Bouzin. Bonjour, plus, bro.
Okay. What? About 8 were one-night stands. Other were long-term affairs. It's not going to be all the numbers. So about 8 were one-night stands. Others were long-term affairs. Sometimes with up to 3 affairs going on at the same time.
She was rotating these guys?
Yes. Yet, through all of this, I got all the sex I wanted from her. I asked her if our 2 grown boys were mine, and she said they were a blood test, blah, blah, blah.
22.
Well, the rest is whatever. I didn't do anything at first. I let myself stew in a while, then told her she could fuck all the guys she wanted. And if she wants to stay married, then I can do the same thing. And she agreed.
So they just turned into an open relationship.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. If they have an open relationship, then agree to that before like 30 years of marriage, please. It's like,
I mean, I don't think everyone just wants
yeah, you don't know, bro.
Marriage, like, knowing that.
How's that conversation even come to light?
But yeah. That's the thing. Like, I feel like you can, like, you have a feeling. Like, you're like, okay, oh, so you know, I want to maybe explore seeing other people. Would that be like something that you would be into, whatever.
Maybe if because you guys didn't fuck in the last, like, 8 months, 9 months or whatever, or, like, she never wants to, and then you kind of ask, like, are you still attracted to me? And then she goes, oh, yeah.
Not fucking for 8 months is insane. When you have a girlfriend?
I would not be able to do that.
That's crazy.
I wasn't far for that, bro. My 6-year relationship last year was once a month, once every 2 months or so.
Once a month is different than 8 months. 8 months?
No, I know, man. But if I would have continued this relationship, I would have been once every 6-7 months, dead ass. I was dead. Because I'm not someone that was going to force anything, and she would never do the move. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah, fair.
I get it. Damn, so no.
So this one is...
No head or no doggy?
Both.
No.
Like which one?
Yeah.
No head or no doggy?
Yeah.
No doggy. No doggy. Fuck. I'll never sacrifice head, never.
For real. If it's fire, it's fire, bro.
Wait, what's your answer?
Oh, for what? Sorry.
Him is doggy for sure.
No doggy or no head?
As for what? I didn't listen, so you have to...
Like,
which one would you be able to live without? No doggy or no head?
No head.
I told you.
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
I don't care.
That's where Matt thrives.
Bro, most of my sex session, I don't have a head.
That's insane.
That's actually crazy, bro.
I'm dead, bro.
I ain't gonna lie to you, that's really crazy.
I don't care. It doesn't excite me like that. Like, if it's there...
It's true.
If
no hood.
Ah, hoodless. Hoodless.
I mean, if it's there, and if it's a girl that knows what she's doing, and also, like... Okay, you know what excites me? It's when she does it, and she gets super wet doing it. That... I'm like, okay, fuck, that's nice. But like, me asking for her to do it.
Asking for it is crazy.
Yeah.
not ask, but you get what I mean.
I'll never ask.
You get what I mean? Like, it's not.
Can you suck my dick? The fuck? Fuck I look like?
Asking for it is wild.
How the fuck do you guys think I asked, bro?
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, that's actually. Like,
how?
That's so good.
How would we
ask? And then she, like, resists. It's.
How would each of us, if we had to ask, how would each of us ask for a head?
Do we say it for us or we say it for others? Like how I think Sergio would ask,
or just what's the best way of asking?
No, how would we ask? Like how would you, how would Matt ask for a head? I
can't go for it. Let's do
no. Okay, so we're doing it for him.
Yeah.
It's funnier like that.
Matt would be like, he's cold.
He's kind of cold, you know? Facts. I already said that, so facts.
You said that?
Yes.
Oh, he's cold.
My little buddy's bored down there.
The difference, that's very different from saying he's cold.
Like the sentence?
Saying buddy is lonely down there is crazy.
I never call my dude buddy. That's crazy.
That's bro, crazy.
I'd be doing stupid shit like that. It works. I don't care.
Homie.
Yeah, it works because she feels bad for that pickup line. Bro.
Damn. What the fuck, bro?
No. You're choosing for who?
I'm wondering for Michu.
Michu?
Michu would be like, Michu would say, don't worry, it fits.
And it never does.
Mom! Bob! Michu's good.
The man, the myth, the legend. The legend.
Yo, yesterday on the fucking live, bro. No, bro.
Go for it.
Like what happened yesterday?
Yeah, on the fucking live. That sounds crazy. I died, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
for what would Carl's be?
I think Carl's the same as the one that I'm doing now. It's actually not, listen, it's actually not asking. It's just that if, let's say, she's sitting or let's say she's like there, you don't say anything. You kind of just kind of take your clothes off, whatever. And her face is kind of right there and you don't say anything. And she
kind of
just does it.
Yeah. Carl would be like, he sees, like, he'll give her, like, tries. Like, she'll be, like hop on him, and he'll be, like...
Is that what you do?
Oh, he'll say, no head is crazy. No head is crazy.
Because how I see it is, like, so, she's sitting on the bed.
Yeah.
And then you're standing up, right? And then you kind of... And then you go, like, but you're standing, and she's sitting, and then her POV is literally... The myth. And then she...
You picturing an entire scenario of Carl's dick is insane.
Said the myth. Called him the myth.
Sorry.
Yeah. No! Oh my God.
Okay, crazy. Boys, it's 2024.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And cramp.
Oh.
Sorry. It's 2024.
Monkey don't get
only because of the time sorry. That's left.
You do have one last one.
To you have off. One last one?
Okay, and it's pretty good before you go off. Okay.
Oh my God.
I saw my ex-girlfriend at the time. So I saw my girlfriend on the street with some guy. They're physically comfortable holding hands, butt touching, everything. After a while, I decided to confront her. She tells me it's only her cousin. Turns out it was actually just her cousin.
Oh my days. What the fuck?
So yeah, she's fucking her cousin.
Sweet home Alabama.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah, move on. Just to have some weirdness before closing off this subject.
How do you... what?
Brother.
That's family.
That's crazy.
Clap. Well, see you at...
Hear me out.
Huh? Hear what no. out?
When is there a line where it becomes okay? Like second, third cousin.
No, I'm just saying that scientifically proven third cousin, if you were to have kids with your third cousin, it wouldn't affect the kids.
It's so far down the lineage. Exactly. That,
I'm good.
What if she's bad? What if your third cousin's Iggy Azalea?
I pretty much doubt it, but
what if your cousin is Janaiko?
Third cousin. Doing 1,000%.
What if your third cousin is Kalani? Yeah, exactly. What if your third cousin is Bruno Mars?
I like Filipinas, not Filipinos.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah, this guy.
My fault.
What if your second cousin is Stassi?
Stassi who?
Is not her name?
Stassi Kolokolokolokolos.
Yeah. Second cousin.
What's the percentage for second cousin?
You got about like 60%.
Fuck.
No, 60% that it won't be. 50% that it won't have an issue.
No relationship, just fucking.
She's like, but I really want you, Sergio.
No kids.
Wow.
Like, let's say if, okay, right now, since you don't know her, right? And then your father tells you he has another brother and this, that, blah, blah, blah. And then it happens to be, yeah, your actual cousin. And now's their age. And then you guys kind of just go to a family party and then you guys hit it off. And she goes, yeah, well, we never spoke to each other in our lives. I'm your second cousin.
The fact that it's fictional makes me want to be like, oh, yeah, it wouldn't bother me. But if it wasn't my actual second cousin, I'd probably have a harder time being like accepting of it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you guys do if, let's say you're dating a girl and it's been like 3 years and you find out like on the third year that she's actually your cousin, but she's your first cousin?
I would break it off. Wow.
3 years.
After three, bro.
Like, you guys are about to get married. You guys are talking about kids. Right, you find out she's your first cousin.
No, there's no way.
It's crazy, bro.
Would realize that she's my cousin.
You 3 years is wild, bro. 3 years. Well, 3 years, personally, I don't think is that much. So I would be like, it would be okay for me.
Mm. You said first, second cousin?
First cousin.
That's crazy.
First cousin. Like, it's.
First cousin.
Like, it's your, my, it's your my mom's sister.
Daughter? Yeah.
Huh?
My aunt's daughter. My
sister's daughter is crazy.
My mom's sister's daughter.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
Okay, second cousin.
What the fuck? Nah, that's... What the fuck? Hell nah.
You guys been backing, bro, for 3 years.
Nah.
She's been sucking your dick so hard for 3 years.
Matt, what? Hello?
Two hands, bro.
Matt, meet you.
Come on, I did say something. Come on, go on.
Deep throating and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sloppy. Yeah. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy, huh?
So what's the question? Are we calling it off, like the marriage or whatever?
1,000%.
You tell done. Me. First cousin off.
First cousin off. Done. Second cousin. Eh? Third cousin. You're still marrying her.
Third cousin, yeah.
Third cousin, yeah.
I felt like off everything. Bro.
Off everything.
Family is crazy. Hell no.
Okay, but like the bond is that much stronger, you know, because it's family. Like Vin Diesel says, bro.
No.
That's his
season. I'll do everything for family.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. Family reunion.
But would y'all be able to like marry your stepsister?
Stepsister?
No.
Yeah.
Stepsister.
It's not blood related. Mary is crazy.
Mary. So basically, let's see.
What are your stepsisters? Is Janaiko?
Marry your sister. So
it's more it's for me face. For me it's step morally sister. Wrong.
It's morally wrong. Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
What is it?
What is it?
Mora.
Hold on, one more time.
Morally.
Okay, you got it.
Morale. Morale. It's morally wrong. What?
No, it's morally wrong.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
So. But if she's bad.
No, no, it's still morally wrong.
Yeah, 1,000%. But if she's bad.
We all agree it's wrong.
Yeah.
But I'd still do it.
did I grow bad? Up with her?
Oh, or growing like, up with her is wild. No.
That grow up
okay,
with
her.
Okay, so like, if
okay,
she's we're talking about now, like, okay. Like, my mom gets another husband and
no, if you grew bad. Up, if you grew up with her, you're probably not attracted to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But no, it's like. It's like if you guys are both like 18. And you guys are both like peak fucking like puberty horniness, then yeah, most likely.
Okay, context.
Do you think it happens often?
Don't I do context?
I don't think so. It probably like happens
in
less
real,
often.
In real life, you in know, the porn, US, yeah. Probably. Huh?
In the US, probably.
Yeah, I mean, no Americans are pretty shame. Wild.
I don't know if I would say in the US. I feel like Canada, we're like a smaller population, so it's more
like. Yeah, but we're more like old fashioned, like immigrants.
I think in the US, would go mentality. Yeah, way crazy.
Way worse, bro.
I don't know.
Bro, in the US, like all the frat houses and sorority houses, bro, like people will be partying and having sex like crazy over there for no. Anyone. All the crazy stories you hear, bro, is all. Bro, they have a family. I forgot what the name is called. But they're a super popular family in the States. And they're the inbred family.
Yeah.
The Riddickers.
Something like that. They all fucking
and they're all inbred. They all have some kind of mental disability. I swear to God, it's a family in the US.
There's a whole
known for
that.
Incest.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's
wild.
Yo, bro. That's crazy.
Bro. Nah, hell nah, bro. Americans are pretty wild. Americans are really wild. It was that girl in the frat house. I heard that she was going in the closet and whoever wanted to fuck just went in there. And she was just fucking anyone that was walking in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was your daughter.
Wow, that's crazy.
Comes home like walking like in pain, like
walking diffy.
That's crazy, bro. She walks in the closet and she's like, whoever wants to fuck me, fuck me. And then guys just, you know, guys in frat houses are all so horny. They're just walking. Bop, bop, bop. Your turn. And then everyone just walks in.
Loads, bro.
Yep.
How does she loads?
I don't know.
She goes to sleep. She's like, there's no way she like what?
Do you think it?
She'll probably
do you
be tired,
think, like,
bro.
She's sick, or just wow. like yeah, there's something off. Wrong for real, or she's just like actually just really horny. And,
no,
like,
there's something there for sure.
But there are people who are like attracted to the idea of being treated like an object. Also,
yeah, no, so. I get it. But there's like an extent, bro.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's like girls that love getting gangbanged.
I really don't like this episode.
Yo, you started off with the cheating shit, bro. That's crazy.
Damn, you know, bro.
Daughters getting fucking destroyed. And now, bro, I'm going to stay single so I don't have kids, so I don't have a daughter.
I can't do that. I want a little princess. I want my little princess. But
so
I will stay single for a while. Daddy.
Yo,
another daddy?
She'll have another daddy.
What's your question, Carl?
Let's ask. Someone comes here, gives you $1 million not to get head for a year.
Yeah.
Done. Easy, bro.
Wow.
Easy, bro.
I will never love sex or head more than money.
Facts.
And you're doing it. I don't know why you act like you wouldn't do it, because you already doing it for the free.
Bro, for 1 year not to get head is easy, bro.
What? Like, well, for a
minute, I'm able to have sex. I'm still able to have sex, but just not head.
Well, if it's that easy, you can't have. Okay, no sex for a year? For a million?
For a million?
Also done, though.
Right now.
Okay, 100K.
For a year?
For a year?
No sex?
No head.
No head, yeah.
No.
That's easy.
No, I won't. Because I could still make 100K and get head at the same time in a year.
Fair.
I still want.
I'll make the 100K.
Once we start pushing 250K, then I'm gonna be like, okay, maybe.
Huh.
For 100K, no.
For 100K, I'm not getting ahead for you. I'm good.
Okay, boys, it's 2024.
Crazy.
Okay.
And hot boy summer and hot girl summer is coming. Mm. So dating is bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of already went over the whole like dating etiquettes, right, on what we should do. Let's just reiterate some. For the new viewers, because we've grown since last year, right?
Fair enough.
So, fellas, take out your notepads. And ladies, realize that this is the standard. So, Matt, what are one of the things that a guy should do when he takes a girl out on a date?
Ask her and walk.
He just said,
I know,
we've grown from last year.
All right.
It was that English? Wait, what'd you say?
Ice cream and walk.
Oh, okay.
What are some dating etiquettes that a guy should do on the first date?
On a first date, go pick her up.
Carl?
Open every single door for her.
Cars and restaurant doors.
Yep. Pay for the bills.
1000%.
When walking on the sidewalk, make sure she walks on the safe side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have a somewhat nice outfit. Not too classy, casual, but not like a bum.
Yeah, dress and good.
Smell good.
Might be small, but ask her if it's okay for you to go pick her up, because sometimes it's not. And for her to be comfortable with it.
Compliment, always good, but not too much. Don't be too excessive.
Don't expect sex on the first few dates.
Clean your car.
Mm-hmm. Listen to her. You want to know about her. You already know yourself, so listen.
Wow, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Find out what she likes to do before planning the date.
Take charge on making decisions.
Fuck. I'm going to say that. Not a hard one. Go up, sir.
Damn, you fucked it up. I was going to inspire myself.
Well, we kind of... That's the first thing.
Okay, so that's fine.
Yeah.
So these are some of the things that you guys can use. Now, I found a list of places on where not to bring a girl on a first date. Mm. And we're going to go through them and see if we agree or if we disagree.
I swear, if I see Cheesecake Factory, bro, I'm losing.
Number one, Cheesecake Factory.
There's no way. There's no way. No way.
What the?
Oh, my God.
Actually, I thought you were fucking her out.
There's no way. That's crazy.
Number one, Cheesecake Factory. I think this one is the one that had like the most debate about, because I think some people were like, yeah, Cheesecake Factory. But I guess...
There's a story behind it, bro.
Debatable, bro.
So number two, we're going to go through this list. We're going to bang these out, okay? Number two. This is a restaurant in the States. Number two is Applebee's.
Applebee's is pretty good, but you can't take it.
Yeah, but for them,
you can't take it.
It's not date tier.
Yeah. You know, yeah,
that's
agrees.
It's like you bring your nona there.
Yeah,
you're fair enough.
Chili's,
agree. Same thing.
Yeah,
Chipotle,
same thing.
Fair enough.
Olive Garden,
same thing.
The movies,
Olive Garden,
agree.
Agree that you wouldn't go there on a first date.
First date
for the movies. Yeah,
okay.
It's true. It's true. You can't talk.
You just watch a movie and what? Oh, I got to know you so much.
Fact.
You like the movie.
Yeah. Your house.
Debatable.
Agree to disagree?
Yeah.
You could do like wine and pasta. And,
yeah.
Like, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, but first date, she doesn't know you that well. Like to just invite her over.
Depends also.
She doesn't want to give you the wrong intentions by agreeing to come to your house. Mm. And also she doesn't know you that well. Like we said, men are creeps.
Fair enough.
So you don't know what you're walking into, you know?
True.
Any fast food chain restaurants.
For sure.
But, you know, I gotta say, though, those girls that are like, yo, like, take me out to McDonald's, it would be the perfect date. Like, you're cool.
If a girl says, first date, let's go to McDonald's.
Yeah. But you know what I'll say? I'll say, okay, I'll take you out of McDonald's only if you let me take you to a nice restaurant the next time.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Balance, baby.
Yeah, because I don't want her to think that like, that's the standard. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, Red Lobster, a buffet.
Wingstop is wild. Wingstop is amazing, bro.
Yo, I've never had Wingstop. I want Wingstop, bro.
Bro, I went to Miami. Wingstop is good.
Yo, Rick Ross, give me some Wingstop.
That's what I'm saying. Bro. Ricky, you got it.
IHOP, Denny's, the gym.
That's crazy. That's fucked up. Whoever made that list was insane.
I think the gym could be like a cute date, but maybe not for the first date.
No, actually, you know what?
Go ahead.
Maybe it's good because you guys go there, do your own workouts right after you go eat a meal after the good workout. Then you guys just chill. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Yeah.
And chances are, most likely you guys went to you guys are at the same gym. Mm.
Also.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Carl gets the egg. That's your PR.
No. See, I can't train with a girl. Like, if we go work out, you're doing your stuff and I'm doing my stuff. It's kind of, training with a girl is crazy. Because, like, look, when I bench, when I squat, I'm not thinking I have five plates to put one or 25 pounds.
But imagine the opposite. And like, they work out and then whatever, he does his thing. And then the girl just come over and she goes, that's the only thing you're squatting? Adds two plates beside and then squats.
I guarantee you Carl's hitting it.
Yeah, for sure.
Carl's hitting a PR.
Yeah. 1,000%. There's no way I'm not hitting it, bro.
But imagine you really, like, can't. And she goes...
She's strong like that? Yeah.
Yo, okay. she has to, behind you, like, do the squat.
Spot you. She has to spot you.
If a girl has to spot me...
That's crazy.
While at the gym, bro, and I'm not hitting it, bro, that's crazy. She's gonna get Imagine egg. You fuck it up. Like, you're out there benching, she's like, wait, let me help you. And then you're like, oh, thank you. What? No, if I ask for a spot for a girl... I'm getting it, and I'm banging that shit out, bro.
Next one you hit it, you change is don't take a girl to church. That could be cute.
No, yeah, that could be debatable. Depends for some people, bro.
No,
yeah.
I'm good, bro.
Yeah, religious people, maybe they want to go there.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Again, yeah. Starbucks, coffee dates. Coffee dates are cute.
Coffee dates are cool.
Disagree.
Yeah, disagree. If you want to go take a coffee with me, fuck you. Sorry.
So personal.
Ice cream dates. Would you look at that?
Wow. It's on the list. Surprising.
Crazy.
Surprise, surprise.
Family functions. Absolutely the fuck not.
No, you're not coming to my family function.
Can you imagine? Hey, guys, meet... what's your name again?
Yeah.
It's first date, bro.
My family's brutal, bro. You'll leave the place crying. It's insane, bro.
Movie night. Like Netflix and chill.
Oh. Well, debatable.
Shut up. Guys, I promise you Matt has grown since last year. I promise. That's right. Somewhere that requires a long drive. That I disagree.
Yeah. Road trips are fun.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? To be fair, again, I think we're thinking like in different contexts. Imagine it's the first date and you plan like a long drive. Mm. Imagine the date is ass. Mm. Now you're stuck in the car for a road trip.
Yeah, fair
I
enough.
Get it though. Fair enough. Like, you're betting on yourself that the date's going to go amazing if you do that, you know? Yeah.
There's a girl, the first time I hooked up with her, it was at a chalet, with you guys actually, too. Like, when we went to the chalet, and I was like, that was the first time I met her, and, it was just...
Was it fun? Yeah. Well,
it was an hour.
The ride back was kind of quiet.
Yeah, but also, you weren't dating her.
No, I wasn't dating, but it's just funny.
So, date spots, not to go to, bowling...
Huh? Disagree. Okay, disagree, bro.
Dating is probably like a shorter date than like a dinner date, if anything.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. No, dating is amazing, bro.
Nightclubs.
Agree.
First date.
Yeah.
It's insane, bro.
Hookah bar.
Disagree. Maybe. I don't even smoke, but I disagree.
I don't know like where this reference is from, but some like hookah lounges are pretty cool.
It's
intimate in some areas, and you can have a nice drink.
Exactly.
A bar for just drinks.
A bar for just drinks?
Again, bro, like when I'm thinking bar, I'm thinking like Irish pubs when they say that. But like me in my mind, a bar is like a speakeasy. Like people like dress up nice to go there. It's like low key, intimate, you know?
Speakeasies are really nice.
Waffle houses or sports events?
Sports events could be a vibe.
Sports events could be cool.
Football game. It was super cool. I went to a basketball game.
See?
I had tickets.
I was with you.
That is true.
As a first date?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he was with his thingy.
My friend. I was with a friend.
Frienda? I'm just saying Frienda.
Hold on, I think I had...
With the fattest thing on the planet.
I'm sorry, Mitch. Did we miss the funniest joke in the world, bro?
No, it's just the way he reacted.
Yeah, she didn't have a yacht. Shout out.
check out this video.
Oh my god!
Yo, why is she yelling, bro?
Wait, can I try to find the original theory?
Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so the video's not there, but anyways. But just listen to the theory. That's the most important part.
I have a new dating, theory. Shit, I can't credit the right person, but it was not for me. It was someone on TikTok. That men date from zero. So when men meet you and start dating you, you're a zero. And you have to build up to, earn them wanting to date you. Okay. Girls date from 100. We meet you and we go, you are perfect. And then we realize all the things that get you down. And I've never heard anything more fucking accurate.
We go in reverse order.
We go in reverse.
Okay. I understand.
I understand right, too.
What the fuck? That's
true.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And this is my theory, okay? And I might be wrong, so you guys chip in anytime. My theory is that I feel like a lot of times guys will lie in order to impress the girl at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Therefore, long term, when the girl starts to discover things, she starts going down on the scale, mm-hmm. right? And I think for girls, it's like we're giving them a chance. We're genuinely trying to get to know them, and we see how progressively they become like throughout the relationship. Mm-hmm. And for our like in our eyes, they just become better and better mm-hmm. because they don't come. I'm not speaking for all women, but they don't come in with the same intentions as men do, which is like trying to impress them with words. Mm-hmm. They really just come in as themselves mm-hmm. and you get to know them for them. So they just progressively get better. Where us, it's like mm-hmm. we try to make ourselves look bigger because we are constantly in competition with other men. Mm-hmm. And then she starts to see like the flaws as it progresses.
But in other words, I'd say like women, they just be more open with time comes, right? So they don't have to impress you like you said at the beginning. So they don't show you anything. Mm-hmm. Like you don't know if she's a good cook, she's a good family person, she's a good this, that, and the third. You don't know none of it. She's just what I said.
Oh. No, you're like you don't know anything.
No, you just don't know anything. Mm-hmm. She's just like showing herself, but then you don't know all the qualities that's coming down. Mm. What the fuck is that?
I promise you, bro, I have no idea.
Both of you, why are you laughing?
Huh? I'm not laughing.
Okay, now we're playing stupid now.
I'm not laughing.
Continue.
Anyway, so that's it. That was literally it.
Hmm.
Yeah, like...
Yo, what is wrong with him, bro?
What the fuck? No, I totally agree with you. Like, you don't know anything, so like...
You're going to say I said the same thing as him? That's what?
No.
So why you're laughing then?
I wasn't laughing.
Well, clearly you are. And then why are you laughing?
Yeah.
Because he's laughing.
Oh, interesting.
Same.
Anyways.
My POV is that like I've already went on dates where I started from 100. Like 100 and then lost points. But the thing is that the moment that you lose like 10 points, I don't want to be on the date anymore. Mm. It's like I just want to leave. It's like there's so like I just get turned off and I'm like, okay, yeah.
But that's what proves the point even more. Like when you start dating a girl, for me personally at least, because they come out, I would say, I guess, more open and genuine, like on the first few dates, I'm much more easily turned off. Because, mm. like, I guess the icks come off right away. Oh. Where, like, me, I tend to, like, hide my icks.
Oh, okay.
Based on what we just said. Yeah. You know what I mean? But obviously, long term, I much rather date a girl that's, like, straight up from the beginning and she is who she is from the get go than finding out she's someone else later on. Facts. You know what I mean?
You know something that I find like one of my icks that I think is just like weird, but I think it's just because the way I was raised is
long showers.
You know what's
taking forever to leave the house?
You know what, Carl? Shut up.
Just being light skin.
Huh? No, I was gonna say table etiquette. Like a girl who doesn't have table etiquette. Like, it turns me off so much, bro. It's insane. And I'm just going to be watching you like, why are your goddamn fucking things on the table? Okay, yeah. What? How you call these again?
Elbows.
There you go. Why are your elbows on the table like that? Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that's how you hold the fork? That's crazy. Mm. Like, I see people with crazy table etiquette and it just turns me off.
It's the phone for me. True. Is the phone for me.
Having your phone constantly.
Yeah, I was checking your phone.
Oh, bro. I promise you, on a first date, your phone is even on the table, automatic.
Actually, mine's on the table. It's flipped, but like it's over there.
I don't care. Mine is not. Mine is
but I'm not using it. I'm in my pocket,
bro. But even at that, just the fact that it's there, I don't know. For me, it's a huge ick. And I remember it. I remember when me and my ex, we first started dating, it's one of the first things that I noticed. It was on the first day, there was no phones, and I was like, okay, wifey material. And that's immediately where my brain goes. Like, I feel like on dates, it's I go to either or extreme.
Yeah.
It's either you're not for me or you're having my children.
But and there's that theory to. That says...
I know exactly what you're going to say.
That says we know.
Yeah. Like, within an hour, you kind of know.
100%.
You know if it's going to work or not.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to go to the extremes because you don't know the nuance of the person. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to go to the extremes to be like, okay, what do I like, I really like, and what do I really don't like? Yeah,
exactly.
And
then do you know what nuance means?
A new want?
Nuance.
Oh, nuance. What?
Okay.
But that defies...
Like gray zone?
The fact that you said what you just said.
Nuance?
Yeah.
We're gonna that say. Defies the theory that they had, though. The girl saying that we go from 0 to 10. Because if we already know that we're not going to marry them, it's not from 0 to 10. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
0 to 100.
Yeah. I think it's like when you're actively dating the person, you make your way up to 100.
Gotcha.
On the date, I feel like they remain at 0 until like it goes further.
Yeah, but a second date, you already know. Like after, like no, in the date,
bro. I promise you, I've gone on dates like with girls multiple times.
Yeah.
Because like I wasn't sure. You know, I have like a 3-date rule more or less. Yeah, until like I'm definitive, I'm either like not continuing or continuing. And again, this is under the circumstance that I want something serious.
Mm.
You know, I would have to like go on an actual date 3 times in order to like make like an actual firm decision. Yeah, because bro, like I'm older now. Like I know what I want for my life, and like I know like the next person I get into a relationship with, like it's gonna go by fast. You know, so like I have like a 3-day motto that I stick to, because otherwise. But anyways. Haven't and not planning on dating for the next little while regardless.
Trust.
You have table etiquette. How do you feel if like, because I know you're like kind of germaphobe a little bit. How do you feel if, don't give me this face, if like you're on a date with a woman and she goes, oh, like your drink looks so good or whatever. And then she kind of like, this is the straw. She goes, how do you feel about it?
Yuck. I'm not using my straw anymore. But to be honest, I'm way less...
Why, bro? Girls are clean creatures.
No. No.
I mean, we're dirty here for sure, but...
Yeah, not all, bro.
Fair.
Like, I hear some crazy stories.
Why are you going out with dirty girls, bro?
I don't go with dirty girls.
Exactly, so but then I'm it saying, shouldn't bother like, you.
That, no, I was going to say, I usually, with girls, I'm way less germophobic than with guys.
Yeah.
But it's, okay,
it's crazy.
You get what I mean?
You don't know if she's been sucking dick before.
For real. I mean, I know you guys suck.
What?
Yeah, why you don't want to share your food with me?
That's honestly, that's my reason why I don't. Yeah. Why I don't share?
Why?
Because I don't know where your mouth has been.
I don't know where your mouth has been.
That's why with you, I have no problem. Respectfully,
I don't know where you guys' mouth have been, and you guys' hands too, bro. You guys touch everything.
It's not the same thing. You want to know why? So this is my logic behind it. Let me cook. If you share, let's say, your straw with a girl, she's been sucking dick. If you share a straw with us, we've been eating pussy.
So you're gay.
What?
What?
Yo, you see, nah. Yo, I'm just saying, bro.
Nah.
No, I get where you're coming from.
Like,
but you're not germophobic. Like
with you guys, I am.
What? Not with me.
Explain.
What?
Explain. You know exactly where my mouth goes, so I have no understanding of what you're saying.
That's my reason.
That's crazy.
You know exactly where all of y'all.
No, I'm not going to spill the tea. I'll say it after.
Who's all of y'all?
You want me to say it now? Should I cut it off?
You cut it off.
Because you know what? Fuck it, bro. At the rate that you're fucking, bro. I don't. God forbid. I don't wish this upon you. But whatever you catch, I just don't want to catch it. And I know my name's not catching anything, and Michu's ranking up numbers, bro.
Yo, so, what are you talking about? I took a break. 2024, I didn't do anything yet.
We're 2 days in, bro. What?
3. You took a weekend off, bro. Talking about.
That's crazy.
Oh, fuck. What were we talking about? I completely forgot. Oh, yeah. I wanted to show you guys another clip. So, this is a girl that goes on about a video that says, men aren't stupid. Thank you.
For real.
Guys understand who they're dealing with. Guys understand how hard it is to find a girl with drive that is physically attracted to them, that is physically attractive in general, and that has things going for them. Period. And if they like you, they will make time for you. And even if Jimmy has 5,000 things to do and he has a busy job and a busy week and a lot of friends, he will find a way to make time for you if he wants to.
That's true.
That's facts, bro. That's true. That is
That's very true.
Ladies need to understand that without a doubt, if the guy likes you, no matter how busy his life is, he will make time for you if he wants to.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're all, yeah, 1,000%.
Nothing else to say.
Damn,
if Jimmy isn't in town and he's out of town when you start talking, he will make that plan prior to even getting back when you are seeing. If Jimmy isn't in town and he's out of town when you start talking and you start falling for each other, or right after he takes off and Jimmy has a work trip, he will plan in advance for when he gets back when you are seeing, if he wants to see you. When he is hanging out with you, what you guys are doing, where is he taking you, what are you guys doing, anything. He will make that plan prior to even getting back. If Jimmy doesn't want to, he'll just say, yeah, I'll message you when I get back. If Jimmy wants you, he will plan the next time he's going to see you before even leaving you from that time.
I don't think that far ahead.
Yeah.
Before leaving, I'm already thinking about the next time. I don't think that far ahead.
Yeah.
I think I say it even. I'm like, yeah, next time we'll do that.
You know what I'm saying? I'll say it, but I don't think I'll plan it just because like...
Oh, okay, yeah.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. Fair enough.
Well, respectfully, our lifestyle also is the way it's like kind of not 9 to 5. So
true.
Yeah, bro. I could plan a date with a girl, and then like all of a sudden it's like, oh, I have to go to fucking New York all of a sudden. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and it's actually happened. There was a circumstance where like I was talking to a girl, and there was literally things coming up every single time that we were supposed to see each other.
Yeah.
And I just looked like an asshole.
Mm, yeah.
Exactly.
And I'm literally saying all the things that I would have said if I would have wanted to lie to her too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the exact same lingo, you know?
Yeah. Like, oh, I can't because something come up.
Yeah. I can't. Like, I have something to do with work. But, like, I can't say, like, oh, hey, here's proof. Here's my flight. You know? Yeah. Whatever. I make it up to her afterwards. Oh... So check this out. Speaking about dating and whatnot, listen to what this woman has to say.
When it comes on to, you know, finding a partner.
First is for women. You got to know what you want. If you want a CEO, someone who is financially successful, that guy is not going to be at 5 o'clock at your house having dinner with you and cooking with the children. So you got to know, if you want a powerful man is busy.
Wouldn't she also lose attraction if he's always available to her?
Not if you're living in a $1 million home. And that's what people need to understand. Women need to decide, what do they want? If they want a provider, if they want to have financial status, if they want to have a good life for their children, and money and status is important, then you're going to be with a type of guy that doesn't have quality of a quantity of attention, but will have quality.
And the best advice you have for men?
When it comes to relationships, men need to look for women that they can have purpose with, that they can build something with, and not just the pleasure and the fun and the excitement of the moment. Because when there's a lot of money, everybody's like, ha, 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 that's pleasure. But when things get tough, they're not there for you. But if you're with a woman who's also committed to your purpose, even when the going gets tough, she'll be there for you.
Smartest woman on planet.
Bro, that's exactly what my mom would say.
Yeah.
With the same tone and same
excitement. I listened to this video and I was thinking that that's the kind of thing that your mom would say.
What the fuck? No, she's right.
That's so true.
Find a girl that believes in your purpose is crazy. Mm. I think that's one of the things that the majority of men that are striving to become like bigger things in life is what they want.
For sure.
Respect, all those things for sure, but absolutely finding a woman that believes in your purpose.
They're hard to find, bro.
Because really already cuffed, there's another man that saw that first.
Yeah. Yes, but I can't speak for everyone, but at least for myself, honestly, no, I think I can't speak for everyone because we've all had good experiences with our exes. I think for the most part, we've been with people who would ride or die for us in those moments. Mm.
Mm.
That knowing that if we did lose everything financially, that they would still stick by our side regardless. Yeah. But I know for a big portion of men, they don't have that. You know,
fair enough. Yeah,
but also the whole like CEO being able to give you all the time and whatever, bro. Like, if you want to live like a good lifestyle, like let me cook.
You have to understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let me chase the bag.
Mm.
But like she said, depends on the woman. If a woman wants that, and if a woman wants 9 to 5 man or like a more basic man.
Like, imagine complaining but living in a $1 million home that's paid off by your man.
Porch 911.
Huh?
What a porch 911.
What's a porch?
Porch.
A porch?
Porsche.
No, I said porched. I said always porcha.
Porched.
Yeah, I said porch. Porsche. I always said that. It was porch. But I say porcha.
You didn't even say porcha either. I said porch.
Porcha.
I said porch. I thought he was talking like front porch.
Yeah, close it. Fuck.
You close it. Front you want to close it.
Close it.
Porcha is crazy.
Thank you for tuning in, guys. This was Surgery Talk Podcast.
Bro, a little bit more energy.
All right. Thank you for listening to today's episode. This was the Surgery Talk Podcast.
Guys, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe before we finish up this episode. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And subscribe to the new subscribe to the new YouTube channel.
B3.
That's the crazy. Both of y'all.
You were fast. He was fast as shit, right?
Yeah, you're fast as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
You're fast as fuck, boy.
Yeah.
Don't forget to subscribe to our new YouTube channel.
B3.
And now you guys both get a punishment. So RZA can convince them.
I said
Shut your mouth.
I said it.
Not the first time. Carl, your turn.
Hey, whoa.
I'm no, shut done. Your mouth. Yo, Carl, not... your turn. Hey, Porcha, your turn.
Come to B3.
Come to Dubai.
All right. It's been your boy Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Bichu.
And we'll see you guys next week. Dando vueltas por la city con mi canción en la bocina que me quiere ver.